Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
It turns out I'm the most, and I think most of you would agree to this, I'm the most transparent president probably in the history of this country. We have given, on a witch hunt, on a hoax, the whole thing with Russia was a hoax.
Would you say that the president has been a transparent president? Or is he engaging in a cover-up?
He is so transparent. He is always talking to the press.
I think that most people who support him sometimes wish he weren't so transparent.
He is the first president that is speaking directly to the people.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
And in doing so, sidestepping a media that has in many, many ways been able to take information that they are provided, package it up, and serve it to the American people in exactly the way that they want it to be presented to the American people. That's what we have seen for a long time. The media loved Obama. Obama came off with glowing reviews night after night after night from the mainstream media. The media hates Donald Trump. Which is why the way the dossier finally got out there was because it had to be leaked to Yahoo and like Mother Jones or something, which most of you don't know or read or have any idea what Mother Jones is. Trust me, just don't even go there. But listen to Representative Matt Gaetz was on Hannity the other night talking about what might be coming next.
It was the dossier funded by Democrats that really fueled this investigation. But Comey and Brennan and Clapper, they didn't defend the dossier because it was written by a known liar, as you pointed out in your monologue. So instead, they pivoted and said they had all these legitimate concerns about George Papadopoulos. Here's what we're going to learn. Yeah, we had heard from an unverified foreign source that Papadopoulos might have been talking to some Russians. So there was Western intelligence sent to spy on Papadopoulos, and there's actually a recording and a transcript of that conversation. And there, Papadopoulos denies any illegal conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. So they had evidence, presumably, that was against Papadopoulos and for him. And what they'll never be able to defend is that they never presented that evidence to the FISA court.
That seems like that would be problematic, especially if you happen to be George Papadopoulos, who joins us now, author of the book Deep State Target, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs of the Plot to Bring Down President Trump. George, thank you so much for giving us some time today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me.
Absolutely. So you listened to what Representative Gaetz is saying there on the Sean Hannity show a couple nights ago, and is really talking about how you might be at the center of the way all of this developed. All of this began. We find out there's no Russia collusion. And as I've noted before, now that the Mueller report is out, you hear the media talking about Russia collusion. It's now changed to Russian interference because there was no collusion. The question of how did this all start involves you. When you hear Representative Gaetz there talking about what could be released in days or weeks, what are you thinking about what he's talking about there?
Yeah, well, the first thing I'll say is, of course, it's absurd that I or anyone like me who's never been to Russia, never met a Russian official in his life, could actually be patient zero of a Russia conspiracy. So based on that alone, you could understand that this entire thing was a setup, and they basically were sending these operatives, as Congressman Gaetz mentioned, from Western intelligence organizations to basically set me up or make it look like I was working with Russians so that they could create this fake narrative. So what Congressman Gaetz is talking about is where I was talking to, I believe, Stefan Helper, or that Osra Turk, that that informant that was on the front page of the New York Times a couple weeks ago, where I'm telling them exactly what I just told you and the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
How could I have nothing to do with the Russians? What are you talking about? And what I think this was all about was they knew that the dossier was fake and it was a hoax. And eventually, if President Trump would be elected, that you know, their day of reckoning would come, because they would have absolutely no explanation whatsoever for using a dossier from Christopher Steele to obtain a FISA. So in conjunction with doing that, what they did was, and now this is all public, they bring in this person, Joseph Mifsud, who's tied to the CIA and to the MI6, to tell me one day in April, hey, George, did you know that the Russians have Hillary Clinton's emails? I did absolutely nothing with this information. Judge Napolitano is then openly talking on Fox News all in early May about the Russians having Hillary Clinton's emails. Then apparently, after I have all these run-ins with these various spies that are sent my way, I have this Australian person, Alexander Downer, who is a Clinton Foundation donor and had a personal relationship with Hillary Clinton. He begins to spy on me and asks me various questions about my own background in the energy business, and I think he probably brings up, I assume he brings up Russia, because I have absolutely no memory whatsoever of talking about Russia with him. And he then relays some fake information to the FBI about me, to lie about me, to basically create a fake probe along with the dossier. So that's what this story really is about, and what Congressman Gates and Devin Nunes and Gowdy and Mark Meadows have been talking about recently, and I testified in front of Mark Meadows, is about declassifying these transcripts that show me probably talking to these individuals I just told you about, and I'm telling them that I have nothing to do with the Russians and for them to basically leave me alone. And unfortunately for the FBI under Comey, they hid this from the FISA courts, and if that was intentional, they might be looking at charges themselves now.
So let me ask you this. How much of the information that the investigators who are now investigating the investigation, how much info has already been put into the hands of these investigators, the prosecutor out of Connecticut that William Barr has appointed, the congressmen and women who have sat in these hearings, sometimes these private hearings? How much information is already out there that is going to subsidize this idea of a potential conspiracy to take down the president of the United States?
Well, one of the unintended benefits of my book, Deep State Target, is that I lay out exactly who was running into me, why they were running into me, meaning these operatives who were trying to take down Trump, and who was sending them. And now that we know that the higher leadership of the FBI was involved, and now more recently we know that the CIA was involved in my case, I've had Congress, I can't tell you which committee, but a committee from Congress has reached out to me recently and has asked me about the contents of my book, because I lay out all of the names of the people who are trying to set me up to eventually get President Trump. So that is, my book is certainly being used today. I do know that these transcripts that people like Congressman Gowdy and Gates are talking about to get declassified, they are going to be revealed, and they're going to be used in the new investigations. And, a lot of other information. I don't know exactly what else, except for my case, of course. I don't know what's being used for, Paul Manafort or Carter Page. But I think Durham and Barr and Horowitz and Huber, they have a clear picture of what's happening. A lot of foreign governments are currently cooperating with the Trump administration. And even Gina Haspel, who was the head of the London office of the CIA, she's cooperating. So I think people like Jim Comey, Brennan, Sally Yates, Loretta Lynch, Andy McCabe, Strzok, Lisa Page, one, if not all of these individuals are going to find themselves in some legal jeopardy moving forward.
I want to ask you, why do you think they targeted you?
Well, what I think this was about was there was probably some sort of illicit surveillance already on me, like there was on Flynn. And I say this because I had been working in the energy industry in Israel and in the Middle East at a time when Obama actually just despised the Israelis. And by the time that the FBI came to my house in January of 2017, and when a lot of these informants that I've talked to you about today were running into me, they were asking me about my ties to the Israelis, the energy business there. So clearly there was some sort of eye on me for that. The second thing is I was living in London for the first couple months of the campaign, so it was clearly easier for the Obama administration to farm out surveillance to the UK or Australia. to spy on me and to try and get, you know, to try and understand the inner workings of the campaign. And that's actually why there's such a crisis right now between the U.S., the U.K., and Australia, and why the U.K. and Australia don't want the president to declassify the FISA materials, because they're complicit in it. I don't know if they were, you know, volunteering to assist the Obama administration in spying on us. I know President Trump tweeted 2 weeks ago that he knows the British were spying. Certainly the British officials were meeting with me quite frequently. So he's probably going to get to the bottom of that and find out during his trip to London in June what the British involvement was. And hopefully the British cooperate and explain exactly who they were taking orders from, because I'm certain that foreign governments weren't messing around with an American citizen working for a presidential campaign like me unless the U.S. government told them to.
Wow. We're speaking with former advisor to President Trump, George Papadopoulos, a name that we are all very familiar with. You get to hear directly from him. You can read directly from him by checking out his book, Deep State Target, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs of the Plot to Bring Down President Trump, on Amazon. You suggest they were trying to bring President Trump down, President Trump. But also, you've mentioned a lot of very big names as you've been telling your story here with us today. How far do you believe that the tentacles of this alleged conspiracy actually go?
I don't think that. Okay, let's just remember what we're talking about here. We're talking about a presidential campaign season, just like the one that's coming up right around the corner in 2020. So for people like Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andy McCabe to be running basically spies at American citizens working for a rival presidential campaign the way they were, and wiretapping us and issuing FISA warrants, just that alone had to come from the absolute top of the DOJ, including Comey and Loretta Lynch and Sally Yates. That's why you're starting to see Loretta Lynch turning on Comey during her recent testimony, because she had to sign off on the FISA warrants along, and then Rosenstein, of course, had to sign off on the renewals, and that's why he's turning on Comey, because they don't want to be involved in something which they now know, of course, was illegal, illicit, and was done in bad faith. And what I think this leads to is probably Obama himself with Brennan. I think, and this is, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be correct moving forward when this all comes out. I think Obama and Brennan were running this along with Strzok. That's why so many foreign governments are actually involved in my story and in the story of the spying scandal. And of course, then the British, through Christopher Steele and then the CIA, was feeding information about Trump and his associates to the FBI, which then they used to get a faulty warrant to start to surveil the whole campaign. So I think it starts with Barack Obama, goes to Brennan, and then you have these grunts like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page up to no good and you know, really trying to cause harm. But it, of course, it starts at the absolute top.
Do you believe that would make this the biggest scandal in American history?
I think this is the biggest scandal in American history. I think this is a dark chapter in American history. I'm actually very... I know Donald Trump is an extraordinary person, and so I'm not shocked that he's actually able to govern the way he is and so well, considering he's had to deal with this witch hunt. But, you know, I truly believe this was the greatest spying scandal in modern political history, and I think President Trump is correct to, you know, really initiate new investigations into the investigators, because as the 2020 campaigns and presidential laws election season turns around the corner, we don't want this happening again. Does President Trump want his administration or his campaign infiltrated by, you know, informants or rogue CIA or FBI people spying on him again, or, you know, foreign governments colluding against him? No, of course he doesn't want it, because that's what happened to him in 2016, and he still won. So if he doesn't put his foot down and fight back the way he is now, then it's going to happen again, because, look, there are a lot of people who are still upset about President Trump winning in 2016, and they might have a vendetta out for him in 2020. And I think President Trump is smart enough to understand that. And that's why, you know, so many people told him, you know, just forget it. Don't really get these new investigations all ramped up. But now we see American support behind it. I think there was a poll just yesterday released that over 50% of the country supports these new investigations. And it's probably the most sensitive topic in America today, and America is behind it. So I'm very happy to see where this is going, and I think William Barr is the absolute right person to be in charge of it.
Well, one last question here for our guest, George Papadopoulos, the former advisor to President Trump and author of the book Deep State Target. Where, for the 50% plus people who are supporting these investigations as they see them right now, where would you encourage those people who care about the future of this country, who want to know what happened to you, and what ultimately ended up happening with candidate and President Trump, where would you tell the American people to set their focus?
Certainly, if they want some inside information, my book, A Deep State Target, really brings the reader into the room with me with these various traps that were set for the campaign and candidate Trump. And I would also look at testimonies that have been released recently, including mine that I gave to the House Oversight Committee in October of 2018, Jim Comey, Sally Yates, Loretta Lynch, Peter Strzok, and Congressman Doug Collins from Georgia is doing an outstanding job releasing these transcripts. So if you really want some inside information that you probably can't get even on some of the greatest shows on TV or even radios like yours, I would highly recommend reading the congressional transcripts, because they're going to act as a roadmap into investigating those who might have lied under oath, those who are trying to deflect, and those who intentionally tried to defraud both the American people and the FISA courts that led to the scandal that we're living today.
Well, George Papadopoulos, we are watching this very closely. We are going to read your book. It's Deep State Target, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs of the Plot to Bring Down President Trump, available on Amazon. Search George Papadopoulos there, and I'd encourage people to follow you on Twitter and everything. We will share all of that on all of our social media so people can get your words as you intended them, and we are very gracious for your time today.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll do it again soon. That's George Papadopoulos, the former advisor to President Trump, really very near the epicenter of how this all started. Great to be able to get him on the show today. And we're going to follow up with him as well. As things develop, I'm going to continue to reach out to him and try to get him back on with us. Very gracious for his time. Let's take a quick break. We're going to do a signs of the apocalypse before the show is over. And your phone calls. What do you think about what George Papadopoulos just had to say there? He absolutely believes it's the biggest scandal in American history, and he's got Obama in charge of the thing. That's frightening. I mean, as somebody who is following this on a day-to-day basis, to step back for a second and say, wait a second, whoa. This is what it must have felt like to be Joy Behar for 2.5 years thinking that the president stole the election from Russia. But that didn't happen. Sorry, Joy. No joy for you today. It's no collusion. What day is it? I don't know. I took Wednesday off. Does that mean today Thursday?
Thursday.
Thought all last night it was Friday. Disappointed every time I remembered it was Wednesday. I'm so confused. We're going to get that whole George Papadopoulos interview up on our website at 971talk.com/Annie ASAP in case you missed any of it. And we'll share it. We encourage you to share it as well. Back with your phone calls. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Your reactions next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.